Oh my God. Holy. The Miami Dolphins are 3-0 and have just beat the Buffalo Bills. Hello and welcome to Dak and Rick's Pod. I'm Dak.
And I'm Rick.
And this is a 5-7 podcast where we talk about all things sports. And holy. The Miami Dolphins are the best team in the AFC. What do you have to say?
3-0. McDaniels, Tua, and the team are moving forward. Wow.
Definitely what a game. A good game. Great game by the crew.
You was know, a nail biter to the last 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We win! Yay!
The clapping sound effect still hasn't changed. But we're still here providing you awesome coverage. And as I pull up the stats, do you have any notes?
No, the only thing about? I can say is while you pull up those stats, I mean, what a game, what enthusiasm, what excitement. But well, I mean, we almost lost it too.
Yeah, so we can start with how dominant the Bills were in terms of time of possession. 40 minutes to Miami's 19, I believe. That is me pulling that out of my head. Let me see. Do they have that listed here? No, they do not have it listed here. But time of possession was dominated by the Bills, and they also dominated the yardage game. They had 382 passing yards to 171 by the Dolphins. They did have one turnover. The Dolphins never turned the ball over, which is very good. They had a total of 90 plays on offense. The Dolphins, in comparison, 39.
Yeah, how many first downs did the Bills have, and how many first downs did we have? How many touchdowns? You know, I mean, it was did they have, and there's, what about ours?
They had 30 first downs. We had 12.
I mean, that's a big
difference. Oh, never mind. We had 15. Oh, well, that's including penalties. We had 15 and they had 31, including penalties given on first, like penalties given, which made first downs.
So we had half the amount of first downs that they had.
Yes, a little under half or a little. A little under half.
They had how many more yards than we had? Almost double the amount of yards that we had. How about the time of possession? Almost double the time of possession.
No, man. A lot more than double.
Well, there you go.
But the boys still showed out. Jalen Waddle, 4 receptions, 102 yards. And was that, did he score a touchdown? Yeah. Hold on, I'm pulling out the... No, he did not score a touchdown. The touchdowns were scored by Ryan Craycraft. River Craycraft. There you go, that's a name. And 2 scored by the running back, Chase Edmonds. So, very good game. Tua, 123.8 quarterback rating. 13 for 18 on his throws. 186 yards. I believe he still leads the league in yards. Who would have thought that 3 weeks into the NFL season? Josh Allen had himself a day. 42 for 63. 400 yards. 2 touchdowns. He ran for 47 yards. He was the leading rusher for them. Let's see. They had 2 receiving touchdowns by Singletary and McKenzie, as well as... Nope, that was it. So they scored 2 touchdowns. The most electric offense in all of the NFL was held to 17 points by the Miami Dolphins. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, listen, the Dolphins, in a way, they played good defense. They could have played better. I think they're going to have to step it up when they meet again
in Buffalo.
I apologize.
Couple weeks down
in
the road.
A couple weeks down the road, you know, probably it's going to be on their turf, on their conditions.
In
it's
the not, snow.
Exactly. Well, more the than weather's going to be totally different. I mean, you know, something that I found peculiar here, and the people around us in the stadium were yelling and screaming about it, is every few downs when they were on a long, when the Buffalo Bills were one of their long drives. You know, this one
they would
get
have a lot of injury timeouts.
And, you know, injury for heat, an injury for the finger, an injury for the nail.
It seems like it was mainly heat issues, and I don't understand how they are allowed to just take as many breaks as they did without being charged a timeout. I understand one or two, but when it becomes 4 or 5 on a drive, that's a little excessive, and I think the NFL should look into that because it ruins the home field advantage of the Dolphins is to tire them out in the heat. They should be forced either off the field or not allowed to just sit there, get medically treated for 2 to 3 minutes, let everyone else rest. And I understand the Dolphins are also resting too, but the Dolphins are built for this, and Buffalo clearly is not, as one of their players even went out with a heat stroke.
Right, are they going to do that when we're up there in Buffalo?
I doubt they're going to give us time to go and heat up and go out of the sidelines and make sure you're nice and toasty in 90-degree weather.
Exactly. So, anyways, I know that they're the number one offensive team, but... You know, I'm a little bit worried about the Dolphins. The defense didn't look all together. I know they did okay, but didn't look all together.
They left a lot of opportunities on the field, at least 2 to 3 interceptions. couple forced fumbles that they didn't recover. They did recover one fumble, which was nice. Javon Holland killing it as always. And look, if someone wants a lesson on efficiency, Tua scored 21 points on 35 snaps compared to Josh Allen scoring 17 on 90. Mind you, best offense in the NFL.
I got it. No, I mean, listen, I understand if we look at the total package there, the defense, I guess, didn't do. But it was frustrating to see them miss sacks. I mean, they had
a lot of tackles. They left a lot on the field.
And they left, a lot of times they had their hands on Allen. And, one arm on Allen, they couldn't bring him down. He wouldn't get tackled by them. He'd score, like you just said, he scored 47 yards. It doesn't sound like a lot.
47 yards running, but for a quarterback, that is right. More than enough.
That's more than enough. And he got them out of a lot of third down situations. So, anyways, they're going to have to beef it up a little bit when they go up there back to Buffalo. But in the meantime,
we'll enjoy our victory.
Right. And like the coach said, you can enjoy it for half an hour and then you got to start getting ready for Thursday night.
Well, yes, it is a short week as Miami goes to the Cincinnati Bengals to face the reigning AFC champions. The Bengals have not had such a great start to the year. We can do a little bit of a preview if you want right now. The Bengals are 1-2 as they just beat the Jets. This is their first win. Joe Burrow, their wonderful quarterback, hasn't had too great of a start to the season. But this game, he had 275 yards and 3 touchdowns. Seems like they're starting to figure it out, but also it was against the Jets. So how much are we taking this as they've figured it out, and how much are we taking this as they just played the Jets?
Right. Well, listen, I think they're building a team, obviously, around Burrows. I think, the Dolphins are going to have to come in. And, I heard, and I don't know if the stats are correct from what I heard, but We're one of the defensive teams that likes to blitz the most.
They definitely do like blitzing in Miami.
Right. So we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to put a lot of pressure on Burrow. And I don't think that their offensive line is up to par yet. They may be in a couple of years. I don't know if
the Bills one isn't either. So,
we're going to have to get our act together. The defensive coaches are going to have to, and coordinators are going to have to do something.
Yeah, you just can't allow a guy different. Go out there and have 90 offensive plays.
Right.
That the Bills didn't take advantage is one thing, but you don't do that twice.
And let's be realistic. And the last possession that they had when they were in the red zone, as you and I were talking about,
Josh Allen makes that throw on the 2 yard line, right? 9 times out of 10. Right. We got lucky and it was the one time he didn't make it.
Exactly. You and I were discussing that.
Look, and that's also something getting in their psyche, because at the end of the day, Josh Allen lost the ball a number of times. They were able to recover it, but he lost it. So, at the end of the day, he feels that pressure. You can't always run it. You have to sometimes trust in your arm. And That time he trusted in his arm, but, oh, crap, the guy's about to come and smack the ball out of my hand. I need to get it out. Oh, hits the ground. Fourth down. Game over. Well, Not even. The game wasn't even over. Let's talk about the butt punt.
That was interesting.
What do you have to say about that?
What can you say? Listen, they were in a very tight scenario, and, they were trying to do the best they can. Now, I don't know. Should they have done a safety anyways before doing the punt?
No.
What do you think? No? They should have continued to do what they were doing?
They should have probably tried to get more yardage than doing a quarterback sneak, which lost you about a half a yard, and then passing the ball. If you're already trying to milk the clock, you continue milking the clock. If you choose to try to get out of the 1 yard line, you try to get out of the 1 yard line. You don't do both and mess it all up and give them a chance to get that safety and then possibly win the game with a field goal.
Well, if McDaniel is running the offense, as we all think he's running the offense, right? How did he mess up?
He gave them too much of an opportunity to come back and win. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he should have thought the process differently. Isn't he supposed to be?
Well, I'm sure he'll learn, and he'll learn for next time. It's his first time dealing with a situation like that, and he came out on top.
No,
no comment.
No. Listen, but as he was saying in his press conference post game, he said, listen, you have to have different alternatives. You have to have different plays. You have to be ready if something goes this way, or if the quarterback gets injured, or if a running back or wide receiver, you have to have options. Where were his options? I mean, he's supposed
to be
the
expert. Well, I guess he picked the option of that, and it worked. It worked in his favor this time. By luck or by not, it worked.
I don't know. I mean, look at the butt punt.
Well, it worked. And if he would have let him have a safety, it would have been the same thing, except they would have had more time.
Okay, so, I guess that's what it is. Well,
it is what it is.
McDaniels,
game's over.
You get your half hour of a celebration, where you hope you got the Gatorade poured all over you again. You deserve it. The Dolphins deserve it. It was a great win. Going against Buffalo and winning is what counts. At the end of the day,
Miami is now the best team in football.
3-0. Who would have thought the McDaniels would be 3-0? That is incredible. That's wonderful against the two prior coaches and now against the Bills.
Well, now we gear up for the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday, September 29th at 8:15 p.m. Be there, be square, Amazon Prime. We'll talk about that Thursday night as the Canes don't have a game, but we are now going to transition and talk about that abysmal Canes game. You ready?
Go, Fins!
All right. We'll see you after this break. And we're back to talk about the Hurricanes football. Man, oh man. There will not be any clapping in this segment. Wow.
Very sad game. Very sad game. What happened to our Canes?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They never beat Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee is now 3-0 versus the Miami Hurricanes. They beat us 45-31. And they started out the first quarter 17-3. After that, Miami matched them the entire game in like point totals.
Right.
As in the second quarter, they scored 7. We scored 7. Third quarter, 7-7. 14-14 in the fourth quarter. But, man, I'm giving them a round of applause. They completely outcoached Mario Cristobal and the gang. And some people are calling for Mario Cristobal's head. Well, I may be one of them.
No, it's too early for that. I mean, listen, let's be...
Manny Diaz doesn't lose that game is all I'm saying.
Well,
Manny Diaz would lose the next one to North Carolina. So that's what I'm waiting before I call Cristobal's head. If he loses to North Carolina, then we're starting to see some bad... But Manny Diaz would lose to North Carolina 45-31. I think he probably did last year.
All right. Hold on a second. Cristobal is brand new. We're in a rebuilding stage. Don't forget about that. You know, remember, he came...
Manny Diaz lost 45-42 to UNC last year. Just
all right, but remember, he was at what, in his second or third year already?
He was already in his... Who? Oh, Cristobal?
Manny Diaz.
Diaz?
He was in his third year.
I don't know what year, but he was a part of the program for a while.
Well, okay, Cristobal hasn't been. So we got to give Cristobal a chance, an opportunity. We got to give him and his coaches an opportunity. And, you know, things happen and they're rebuilding.
And what do we think about the gutsy move to bring in quarterback Jake Garcia, who went 10 for 19, 169 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, compared to Tyler Van Dyke's 16 for 32, 138 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. And who do you think is the man leading us against North Carolina?
Well, and see, this is where a guy like Cristobal comes in, and this is where we have to give him an opportunity. Look, he knew when to switch him. Maybe he waited a little bit too long, but, you know, you also have to show a little bit of loyalty, and you have to show a little bit of support.
Respect to the starter. He won the job.
Right, exactly. So you have to give him, you know, you don't want to deflate his ego immediately by taking him out because he threw an interception in the first quarter.
Well, he threw two, and he threw one for a pick six.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah. Which was tough.
That's pretty big.
That's pretty big. And that set the momentum. That set the tone of the game. And that's what, you know, may have really caused us to not win. But we also
got to give Tyler Van Dyke credit. He is missing his two top wide receivers, one being his roommate, the other one being a very, very serviceable wide receiver. He, you could say, hasn't had the best connection with these other guys.
But it wasn't everyone spoke about Arroyo being back. Wasn't he back?
Arroyo never left. No one.
Wasn't he the one that he wasn't there last? No, he was there.
Everyone who's playing currently. Like he didn't get anybody back this week.
Okay, all right. But listen, he knew
Arroyo's supposed to be one of his big targets coming up, but he's been there the entire season and hasn't done too crazy much.
All right. For some reason, I thought it was him who was out last.
It was Restrepo who was out, but he's gone until indefinitely.
All right. The bottom line is we can't. You know. Remember, this is a team sport. The quarterback's got to understand that if he doesn't have his key wide receivers, he's got to make, you know, he's got to adopt. He's got to adjust. He's got to make those adjustments. He's got to click with the others. That's why he has all week to deal with them, to work with them. That's why their practices. You know, we can't keep saying, oh, he doesn't have. Because imagine if we don't have, if Tua doesn't have either Waddle or Hill. You know, we can't keep giving him passes and say, oh, my God, he doesn't have his two wide receivers. Listen.
Yeah, no one would have given him a pass.
Well, and you know, we can't keep doing that for Van Dyke. But if that's going to be the issue, then we got to replace him with Garcia.
Well, who do you think will be the guy starting UNC October 8th?
Listen, I think Cristobal will keep him in. And like he did this last game, that's my voice because of the Dolphins.
Yeah. Oh, okay, go.
But the bottom line is that I think he'll keep him in, but I think he's got to be ready to make
the... To pull the trigger and put in Jay Garcia.
Earlier. Can't wait till the third quarter. He's got to do it earlier.
Well, I also want to give a shout-out to punter Will Hutchinson, who came in, punted a hell of a game in three punts, 142 yards. Typically, people don't really care about the punter. I do. I'm one of those weird people who care about special teams.
Special teams are critical.
And that's why they call them special. But what's his name? Lou Headley supposedly strained or had some sort of injury in pregame warmups. He couldn't perform. Will Hutchinson came out and did some absolute bombs of punts. So congratulations to him. If that's the one bright spot you take away from this team, is that there's a freshman punter ready to come in next year who is going to kill it. So...
Well, we've seen him. You and I have seen him in practice, and he's done very nicely there.
Oh, so. He definitely has, but practice is very different from a game in a Hard Rock Stadium.
But at least they got him prepared, you know? So, and that's what Cristobal's got to do. He's got to take the young talent and really start getting them ready for next season.
Well, that's another bright spot to talk about next season. Most of the recruits have come out saying win or lose, we're still Canes. So, compared to during the Manny Diaz era, they would not be Canes after a loss like this. Well, they would announce that they're opening up their options to other schools.
Well, and that's part of bringing Cristobal. That's part of bringing the new coaching staff. That's part of creating this team, creating, bringing that all back. And I think that's what, listen, they brought him back because he did a great job at his prior position, Cristobal.
In Oregon.
But they also brought him back because he was a former player. He was on the championship teams for
and
UM.
And he also coached as an offensive lineman.
And he also coaches as an offensive line
coach.
But also it's the, you know, bringing, like, I think it's like the camaraderie, the team spirit, the enthusiasm, the understanding that, hey, we're here, you know, very close to, you know, we're here.
Well, if we're talking about enthusiasm, he drained that in a matter of four games. I think that's a new record.
Well, but the team, you just said the team is enthusiastic. The team wants to play together. They respect each other and they have that type of mindset.
Well, look, at least one positive thing we can look at. They're still 0-0 in the ACC. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ACC games coming up. They can run
tough.
The table. Very, very tough, as you have some notable ones like UNC, number 23, Florida State, number 5, Clemson, and number 24, Pittsburgh to get through. But if you can do that.
And our next game is away. So
no, our next game is at home against North Carolina on October 8th.
October 8th, okay. So,
but definitely you can rewrite this entire season as a complete win if you can go 8-0 in those games. You end up 10-2. Not the worst season, not your best season, because you still have that loss to Middle Tennessee. But hey, you at least proved you could win the ACC. And that really was the goal from the start. Never was to win the national championship in year one. It was to at least show that you can compete for the ACC championship. So look, Mario Cristobal, you have 8 games to prove me wrong. But as of right now, man, it's not looking too great.
Well, listen, they have this week to definitely recoup, definitely re-strategize.
And I'll tell you, from the student section, very close to where the players are, when they were doing the alma mater, they looked just like they would never allow this to happen again. So let's see. Let's hope.
Well, listen, if this is what it takes to make them stronger, to make them both physically and mentally.
Yeah, and if you win an ACC championship, something Miami hasn't done in God knows how long, that's a complete different story. And we look at this as a laughing matter. Ha, 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 ha. They lost to Middle Tennessee, but they beat Clemson to 45-31. You know, we can... One can only hope, right?
We got to regroup and we got to be ready for next week.
All righty. Well, 2 weeks. With all that being said.
Well, I can't keep making all these mistakes, all right? For 2 weeks, all right? We have a bye week. So in 2 weeks, let's come back strong mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, everything, every adjective you can think of. Let's go, Canes. You can do it.
Well, that was a very powerful ending. Thank you so much for listening to Dak and Rick's Pod. Be sure to rate us 5 stars. Be sure to follow the podcast at Dak and Rick's Pod. Be sure to follow me personally at Dak25_. I think you've already said all you need to say for this episode. So we'll see you guys in the next one.